Lecture topic, setting the trend in the right direction.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected honor my kiram, brothers and elders. Allah Ta'ala created insan. Allah Ta'ala sent insan into this dunya. And this is a very temporary place in which this insan is in. In this temporary place, he is in a constant test. He has the potential and the capacity to do tremendous good and to gain the heights of Jannat. And Allah forbid, if he destroys that potential, he does not use that capacity and potential Allah has blessed each one with correctly, and he destroys it, then he can fall in the pits of Jahannam. So this period of time that a person is in dunya, so Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Quran Sharif repeatedly that this is a place of test. So one way of living this life in this dunya is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And that will be the way to follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and obviously in our case, follow the way of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Following in his footsteps, follow his teachings, follow his guidance, then this is the straight path to Jannat. Because his guidance is the Quran Sharif, his guidance is what Allah Ta'ala has revealed upon to him, and the explanation that he gave us, that is what we have to follow. And the other path is the path of Shaitan. And Allah Ta'ala warns us about this, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your enemy. Don't follow in his footsteps. Treat him as an enemy and therefore be far away from the enemy. Because Shaitan, he is the first person or the first creation that disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Before Shaitan, there was never ever any disobedience anybody had perpetrated. It was the malaika, and they were constantly in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that when Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ, then make such that in the direction of Adam alayhi salam. So this was the direction Allah gave them, that you make sajda in this direction, Allah's command. So the command was to make sajda towards Adam alayhi salam, the malaika went into prostration. But fasajadu illa iblis. Iblis, who was a jinn living among the malaika, he did not comply. But he was also addressed with the same command, because he was part of them in everything else. So he rejected this. Aba wastakbar. What became the reason for his rejection? His ego. This pride came in him. I am better. So this ego, before Shaitan, there was no Shaitan. Before Iblis, there was no Shaitan. But what made him into Shaitan was the nafs. The ego within him that transformed him. And this made him the first. This is the most notorious first. They are the firsts where when a person does something right, then that even deen highlights it. The many things that the first people that did something of a very positive nature, so even deen highlights it. The first person, first woman to accept Islam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Till Qiyamah she'll be remembered for that. The first man to accept Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Till Qiyamah he'll be remembered for it. And the first youth to accept Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Engraved in history till Qiyamah. Nobody can forget it. It was highlighted. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path, books of hadith recorded. Awwalu man rama bi sahmin fi sabilillah. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah Ta'ala against the enemies of Allah Ta'ala was a great achievement. It's recorded. Because it's a means of inspiration. It's a means of encouragement to others that look, you should take the step to be the first to do the right things. You should be the first to take the step to become an example to others to follow in the right path. And then there's also the notorious first as well. So one is Iblis. And then likewise the notorious first one is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. That the first person, أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَيَّبَ السَّوَائِبُ. The first person to introduce shirk among the Arabs. The Arabs, they had come in the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And there was no shirk. The first person that came and commenced the shirk was a person called Amr ibn al-Luhay, al-Khuza'i. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this. The first person did this. See, I saw him already. I saw him in Jannah dragging his intestines around. Because he became this person, the forerunner in this evil. So now he will become the means of, he will take the sin of every person that committed shirk after. Like in another hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the first murder committed on earth was committed by Qabil, who killed his brother Habil, Adam alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two sons. So Qabil was the first person who committed murder. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, till Qiyamah, any murder that takes place on earth, that person will obviously be responsible for his action. He will bear the full sin of it. And committing a murder is such a serious crime. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Committing one murder is as severe as killing the entire humanity. One murder, this is how seriously Deen views it. Unfortunately, because of the way the world is gone, life has become meaningless. Unless it's somebody very close to one, somebody who's very well known to someone, then we might have some feeling about that, that this person's life went. And especially if it was a life lost by, Allah forbid, murder or whatever, then it becomes a very painful thing on a person, that some very close person, some relative, some friend, that he was killed in this way, he was murdered. Otherwise, if it's somebody distant, it's like another number. Somebody we don't know about, it's a statistic. And life passes. Because of the way things are, this is no more now that feeling comes in the mind and heart. What has happened? One life lost, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. One murder is like a person has killed the entire humanity. Now one is murder of anyone, but then any mu'min's life that goes, and in a merciless manner, in the barbaric way in which Muslims are being mercilessly slaughtered. So what it did to our hearts? How many times it moved us to raise our hands in the our private moment, some dead of the night or any part of the day. It made us moved us to make turakas nafil, to make engage in some amal, and then make dua. Make dua for the shuhada, make dua for those who are in the difficulties. So life has become unfortunately meaningless to us. Illa mashallah. To some extent we have some consciousness, but that fervor that should be there because of we keep getting exposed to the number of things that happen, we become desensitized to all this. And then it becomes another event, another happening, something more happened, few more passed away, another statistic. So in any case, this was the first murder that was committed on earth, Qabil. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, till Qiyamah, every murder that takes place, the murderer will get the full sin of his action, but Qabil will also get the sin. Because he set this example. He started off this whole aspect of murder. And on Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted both sides of it. Once some people had come to Madina Munawwara, and they came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had come for the first time, and they had come in a very, very downtrodden situation. They were really hard-pressed in tattered clothing and really down and out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them and he was very greatly moved. And he immediately encouraged the sahaba towards giving sadaqah. So now, everything was going through a learning process. For some reason, people didn't move immediately. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this could be, the effect of this was seen on his Mubarak face. Then what happened? Nobody yet moved to do something. Shortly thereafter, one Ansari Sahabi, he quickly came with one small bag of silver. And as soon as he came, then another came, and then a third came. And in a short while, two heaps of whatever things that they were contributed were already now in the masjid. And the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seen shining out of happiness of how this response came. But then he highlighted this, that look, this Ansari, Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he started the trend of coming to contribute. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted this, the first starting of something good. And on that occasion, this was the start. Man sanna fil islami sunnatan hasanatan, falahu ajruha wa ajru man amilaha min ba'dihi. La yunqasu min ujurihim shay'a. The one who does a good action and he sets this trend, sets the trend of a good, then he'll get the reward of it. And all those who follow in that good action, the trend of that good action, he'll get the reward of all those people as well. They will not get anything short. They'll get their full reward and he'll get their reward as well. And likewise the negative side. Man sunnatan sayyatan fil Islam. The one who starts off an evil trend among Muslims. An evil trend in whichever level, in society, within a family, within a community, within the ummah at large. And he will bear the brunt of that, the sin of that, and those who follow that evil trend will get their own sin also. So now this is the two paths that we have. These are the two paths. Either we can really lay the foundation of a great future for ourselves, that even after we gone from this dunya, if we have set the trend for good, left behind a legacy of goodness, then we'll be gone to our qabr. But that legacy of goodness that a person leaves behind, that will keep the meter of rewards turning in his favor. Like he set some legacy of goodness in his home, for example. The legacy of goodness, nobody was making tilawat in the home. So he started it off. That no, the home without tilawat, how can that be? There has to be tilawat in the home. We're going to set a time. And everybody's going to make tilawat daily. So he got it going and he made sure, encouraging nicely in a gentle manner, but pushing it gently and making sure it starts off and continues. And someday we all have to go to our qabr. Nobody's going to remain here forever. But when he is in his qabr, inshallah, that trend that he set, that daily there must be tilawat of the Quran Sharif in his home, then someday his children and then maybe his grandchildren And Allah make it that that legacy continues, his great, great grandchildren too will come. He'll continue getting the reward. Because he set the trend. He got it going. He set the trend. There must be talim in the home. Because we need to bring the barakat in our homes. We're trying to find ta'weez to bring barakat. This is the greatest ta'weez. Bring ibadat alive in the home. Bring the amal alive in our homes. Bring ta'aleem alive in our homes. So now he got it going. And this legacy continued. This will continue to earn him rewards long after he's gone from dunya also. And Allah forbid if we set the wrong trends. How many times? One is it happens, people get exposed to things outside, we're not. But how many times a child has spoken a vulgar word because the first person he heard it from was his own father. He didn't hear it from outside first. He may have heard it outside as well later, but the first person he heard it from was his own father. His parent. Heard it from somebody within the four walls of his own home. And then he heard it so many times that it became part of his vocabulary also. Because in arguments, and people, they put their mind sometimes on pause or switched off because they say they lost it. So the mind got lost somewhere else. They don't have a mind at that moment. But now what is going on? How they impacting their own children? What kind of deep scars they are leaving on that child? That innocent child is going to now be growing up with these scars. And these are unfortunate, tragic realities. Sometimes there are people who are now in their teens, 16, 17, 18, and now they're trying to get past certain things they are struggling with. So now you try to figure out, but where this started off from. So these scars are from childhood, watching the fights of parents. Odd things happen anywhere, but the repeated occurrences leaves deep scars, but it doesn't show immediately. Shows in time. And sometimes nobody else is realizing what's going on. Struggling on their own. And Allah forbid that they try to, in their own way, which is not a... So in any case, we started off on this, that setting the right trend. And in fact, before that, we started off on the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala commanded the malaika to make sajda towards Adam alayhi salam, so all made sajda. But Iblis, who was a jinn, and among them, but he refused to make sajda. So now at that time, up to that time, there was no shaitan. But shaitan came into being at that moment. From the person who he was, Mu'allimul Malaika. He was actually the teacher of the malaika. He transformed into this shaitan. And what led him onto that path? His ego. Ana khayrum min. I am better than him. Why should I prostrate towards him? Khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen. Created me from fire, created him from sand. Fire, its natural quality is to rise. You light a fire and the flames go up. And sand, its natural quality is to be down. Throw it as high as you wish to, it'll come back down. So now I'm the one that's high. Why should I prostrate towards him? That ego toppled him. And toppled him so badly because he was the first one. When the first person to set the wrong trend. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions the first community to set the disgusting trend of the evil that they committed, the community of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Quran Sharif highlights it. أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Are you engaging in such an immorality which nobody ever preceded you? This was never heard of, never ever occurred. That you are involved in such an immorality, such disgusting lifestyle, nobody ever preceded you. Now many, many nations are mentioned in the Quran Sharif that were destroyed. That they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam who rejected him, they were drowned. The people of Fir'aun and all his people in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun and all his entire army all rejected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them, drowned them up. And then the people of Ad, the severe winds that came and destroyed them, you'll find this is generally the case. There was one azab that came and that azab destroyed them. They had ample respite, and despite all the warnings and whatever else, they continued in their reckless manner. Finally, one azab came and that azab destroyed them. When it comes to the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, number one, mentions this aspect about them, that they set this terrible, evil, disgusting trend, which Allah Ta'ala described in the Quran Sharif, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَ. The word fahisha in Arabic, it refers to an evil which is fi غَايَةِ الْقُبْحِ, on the worst level of evil. So, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nobody preceded you. And now when Allah speaks about the azab that came upon them, وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ. One azab that came, that rain of stones came upon them. Another, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. First Allah says, we raised them right to the top. The entire place was raised, that whole town was raised to the first sky and then turned upside down and thrown from that height. And then they were rained upon with stones. The stone had each one's name on it. And then on top of that, there was also the azab that there was a severe shriek which caused their hearts to burst. Azab upon azab upon azab. Why? Because they were the forerunners in this evil. The lesson in this, when a person sets the trend for something wrong, something evil, he is becoming the trend setter for it. Many people like to be the first in everything. So they see something else, some other part of the world, so now they want to start it off somewhere else. Be the first, because it will now sometimes bring some kind of so-called fame. Everybody would now say, this is the person, he's brought something new. Or whatever other motivations might be there, maybe some just out of some material interests, but setting a wrong trend, a trend of some wrong, some evil, some sin, or something that leads in the path of where sin is going to become the order of the day there, then that's a very dangerous thing. Because the forerunners of evil, very severe. Iblis was the first person to commit the sin and set this whole trend. It toppled him forever. Amr ibn al-Luhay Khuzai, he started the trend of shirk in the Arabs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already saw him in Jahannam and dragging his entrails. Meaning a very severe azab. And likewise, there's so many other examples that we already discussed. So this is a very, very severe matter. To be very, very conscious about it. So now coming back to what we had started discussing, the aspect about Iblis, what threw him off, the ego. That I am somebody. I am better. And since I am better, so now why should I bow down to somebody that's lower? But who is better and who is lower? Anybody can make any claim about that in this world? Allah knows that. And especially when Allah has accursed somebody, then he's gone forever, obviously. But now this is that lesson that we have to take from this, that Allah Ta'ala loves this humility. Allah Ta'ala does not love this ego, this pride, arrogance. And this is what then takes a person to so many aspects of harm and difficulties, simply because he couldn't humble himself. When a person has humility in him, then he will have the ability to hold his tongue. At the times when it is required to hold his tongue, all it requires is to be humble. I don't have to have the last say. Why do I have to have the last say? Many a times, a person says, no, but I was trying to just make it known that this is what is right. Okay, how many times in your life you tried to make it known what is right? 500 times, 100 times, how many times you won? How many times you succeeded in getting the point across? Did it achieve anything? You know it never achieved anything at that moment in time. So what's the point? The point was merely, I must have the last say. That was the point. You've learned your lesson 100 times, but you still don't want to learn the lesson. That you're not going to win this. You're not going to succeed at that moment in time. If you really want to get the point, you'll have to look for another moment to do it. You really want to teach a lesson, you'll have to do it in a time when it's going to make some difference to the situation. But if that ego takes over, then all these things don't come to the mind at that time. Then it is, I must have the last say. Or why am I disrespected in this way? So now I'm back in place. So when humility is in the way, let it be now. Don't worry about it, we'll sort it later. Whatever has to be done will be done at a time when it will hopefully make a difference. It is humility that has always won the day. Humility has always won the day. Obviously, whatever is discussed in all these matters is all within the limits of Shariat. But humility has always won the day. And otherwise, when this pride, this arrogance, this haughtiness, this comes in the way, then the kind of problems that ensue, must Allah Ta'ala protect us. So, this is the lesson that we have to take from the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is highlighting these messages for us, these lessons for us. These are not just some things are in passing, just Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's incident is mentioned, and then how Iblis got then accursed, just as an historical fact. What lesson we took from it? This is where the whole, everything started off from. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then, in the Quran Sharif, when Adam alayhi salam was sent down to earth, and Iblis was also sent down, so Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْنَا هَبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Everybody now go down to earth. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the one now who will follow the guidance that I will reveal, then he will have no fear and no grief. But follow the guidance of the Quran Sharif, the guidance of the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's no fear, no grief. Neither in dunya will be the problems, and nor in akhirat. Dunya is a place of challenge. But despite that, we'll have peaceful lives. There'll be that mahabba, there'll be that love, that muhabba, that unity, that brotherhood. There'll be peace within homes, within communities. But we'll have to learn to humble ourselves before the way that the Shariat has taught us. Humble ourselves in front of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Controlling the tongue, controlling anger, and such great virtues have been mentioned for this, for who? Man kazama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala infadihi mala Allahu qalbahu amnan wa imana. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting the virtue of restraining anger. For who is he giving this virtue? Is it addressed to somebody other than us? That the one who restrains his anger in a situation where he can vent it, he is able to vent it. Because the person on the opposite end, he doesn't have any fear as such for him. He has the authority over. So now in that situation where he could have vented the anger, he restrained it. So now this is no ordinary thing. It is such a great thing when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will fill his heart with what? Amnan. With peace and iman. With the strength of iman. Is this an ordinary thing? So if a person has made tahajjud the whole night, then he regards it as a very great amal, which indeed it is. And if a person solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala restrained his anger, does he also think that this was something great? That this was the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala? That Allah Ta'ala blessed me with such a great blessing. Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. If he made that tahajjud even 2 rak'ats, then he And he should be, feel grateful to Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. But if he was unable to restrain his anger for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't feel he did anything. Whereas it's Allah's very great tawfiq. So now all these virtues are given for what? For us to attach ourselves to these teachings and practice on it. So that we take these rewards. And we don't fall into the trap of that ego, fall into the trap of that arrogance and pride, and follow the same path of shaitan, that how he toppled, Allah forbid we topple. Many times in that anger, what kind of statements people make, they jeopardize their iman. The iman is gone. And this is not an isolated thing. Every now and again some questions come of this nature. Person in the fit of anger, he blurted this, blurted that, he lost his iman in the process. And then in the anger, what he does, which constitutes zulm. So this is the lesson that we have been given. We diverted onto some other topic about being the first. Nevertheless, that's a very important lesson as well, that being the first in setting the right trend in whichever space we can, within our own homes, our extended families. Something is not going in the correct direction. People are doing things wrongly. We become the means to move it forward in the right direction. There might be some things that go on in family circles, etc., which are incorrect, which are sinful. How many things happen in weddings? There's all mixed up gatherings. We need to set the trend. We're not going to be part of the mixed gathering. It's going to happen correctly. Set the right trend. Generations to come will get the reward. There are things that are happening, maybe this is, in some weddings, music is being played. We need to stop it. In the correct manner, we need to make the correct effort to bring the end to these things. We will take the right step, inshallah, after we gone also, that right trend will continue, we'll continue to receive the rewards of it. So this is the message and the lesson for myself, all of us. We need to live in such a way that we don't leave behind a burden. That we gone, others are doing the wrong. Now, if a person encouraged somebody, he might have, and a very common example, very common issue, especially among youngsters, is somebody offered him a vape. So what? Now everybody is vaping. So what's the big deal about it? And somebody, while talking to him, says, well, now it's no more issue. If a person is vaping in front of his father, so what? So now when things start sliding, once upon a time, wherever it was, when the slide happens, then that seems like a far-fetched thing now, that a person should have been very, very respectful, can't do certain things in the presence of his parents, cannot talk in a certain manner in the presence of his parents. See, where does it exist anymore? Now it's all fine now. You can talk anyhow, you can do anything. That's all olden times. It's not olden times. It's we have fallen. It's not that a person has now, things have just changed, things have fallen. There's a decline. And when there's a decline, then gradually that decline becomes the norm. The wrong becomes the norm. The ill that has taken root, that becomes a norm. So now many a person says, no, somebody offered me, I was just sitting there, he offered me to vape now. So I just took one puff, and then that one puff became one too many. Now I'm addicted to it. So now he's addicted to it, but who's going to share the burden of it? The one who started him off. What good he started him off with? Did he do him any benefit? He's wasting his money. He's harming his health. And nowadays, you hear things that somebody was sitting in the masjid corner and vaping. Now the disrespect to the masjid, the house of Allah Ta'ala. He started somebody off on a ten, Allah forbid, but he might do that also. That he might go to this extreme of disrespecting the house of Allah Ta'ala also. Who's going to bear the brunt of it? The one who started him off. So many a time, sometimes it's just an idea somebody throws. Let's do this. But that idea is not an idea of goodness. It's something that puts people in a negative direction. Now people latched onto that idea and they started taking on in that direction. The one who threw that idea forward will bear the brunt of all those that continue in that direction. So many a times we do things, we say things and give no attention to it, but it has already left behind a legacy of burden for us. That when we are gone, people, if they continue in that, we will continue to get the sin of that in our qabr, Allah Ta'ala forbid. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we understand deen correctly, we practice deen correctly, we become the means of goodness for others, we ourselves get onto the path of righteousness and become the means of bringing others onto righteousness. Allah Ta'ala save us and save everybody else from going in a direction that is displeasing to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين يسعد دور شريف لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi. وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس اليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح واهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين إله العالمين يا الله O most merciful, most gracious, most kind Most loving Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day and night, Ya Allah. What we did deliberately and mistakenly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we did so shamelessly, Ya Allah. So blatantly, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive our shamelessness, Ya Allah. Forgive our disloyalty, Ya Allah. Despite your countless blessings and bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we still were so brazen in disobeying you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how shameless we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we cannot tolerate, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one bit of any disloyalty from anyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do a small favor to somebody, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot tolerate a little bit of indifference from him, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, your countless blessings and bounties pour on us every moment, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we use the eyes that you blessed us with, Ya Allah. We listen with the ears you granted us, Ya Allah. We speak non-stop with the tongue that you blessed us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we think with the mind that you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we were insane, what our condition would have been, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you blessed us with all our limbs and faculties, Ya Allah. Our hands and feet, Ya Allah. The heart that ticks within us every moment and second, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, every morsel of food, Ya Allah, is purely your blessing and bounty, Ya Allah. Every drop of water, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite enjoying all these countless blessings daily, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet we have been so ungrateful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, daily as much as we have been receiving your blessings, Ya Allah. Daily we have been disobeying you, Ya Allah. Daily we are trampling your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of tongue is blurting vulgarities, Ya Allah. It is lying, Ya Allah. It is engaged in ghibat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, is speaking obscenity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that eyes you blessed us with, Ya Allah. Priceless ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what is the eyes looking at, Ya Allah? Instead of looking at your kalam, Ya Allah, and looking in the pages of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, where these eyes are looking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how we've abused it, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the hands and feet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we have used it for, Ya Allah. Which direction our feet have walked to, Ya Allah. Which places on earth we have gone to, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the bounty of the heart, you blessed us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the heart was the home for your Muhammad, Ya Allah. The heart was for your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the heart was your home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made it the place of all the filth of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot tolerate any dirt in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we filled your home with all the filth of the world, Ya Allah. We made it the sewer line of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how ungrateful we are, Ya Allah. How disloyal we are, Ya Allah. How shameless we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you, Ya Allah. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You are most merciful, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, despite what we are, Ya Allah, and despite all our sins, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, one drop of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah is sufficient to wipe out the oceans of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging down, Ya Allah. We're begging for the pouring down of your mercy, Ya Allah. For the pouring down of your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Shower your forgiveness upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat on the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us the loyal ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sacrifices he underwent, Ya Allah. So that today we could have iman, Ya Allah. We could be taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we forsook his way, Ya Allah. We trampled his sunnah, Ya Allah. In place we took the way of his enemies, Ya Allah. We embraced the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. In our homes, Ya Allah. In our clothing, Ya Allah. In our styles, Ya Allah. In our lifestyle, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. How are we going to stand in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah?
in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in a time, Ya Allah, when his enemies are mercilessly slaughtering his ummah, Ya Allah. And we still, Ya Allah, are still embracing the ways of the Yahud, Ya Allah. We're still following in their footsteps, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their business ways, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we still lie in the riba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to face the people of Gaza on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, give us a correct understanding of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the fervor of deen, Ya Allah. The true spirit of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the true love of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the amal of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make every aspect of deen beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the mu'asharat of deen, Ya Allah. The social life of deen, Ya Allah. The akhlaq of deen, Ya Allah. The mu'amalat and dealings that deen has taught us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, every facet of life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us follow deen, Ya Allah. Follow the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save us from all the evils, Ya Allah. Save us from all the haram, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the haram, Ya Allah. Allah, that has entered in our homes, Ya Allah. That has entered in every pocket, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the evils of the smartphone, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, from this trap of shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the traps of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, it's wrecking homes, Ya Allah. It's wrecking marriages, Ya Allah. It's wrecking people's iman, Ya Allah. He's wrecking people's lives, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, people's day and night is all upside down, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the whole mind is getting corrupted, Ya Allah. The hearts are getting plunged in darkness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every kind of filth is becoming the order of the day, Ya Allah. All through the step of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you protect us, Ya Allah. You protect the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the valuable minutes, Ya Allah. The valuable hours, Ya Allah, of every day, Ya Allah, are gone in this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's no time for Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. There's no time to remember you, Ya Allah. There's no time to recite one Durood Sharif on Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet he remembered us so much, Ya Allah. He cried for us, Ya Allah. But we are so caught up on our phones, Ya Allah. We don't have time to make your zikr, Ya Allah. We don't have time to recite Durood Sharif on Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. How we are going to face him on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. But we will be desperately in need of his shafaat and intercession, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive this terrible crime of ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to value this Mubarak, this great capital of time, Ya Allah. This great blessing of time, Ya Allah. And use it in a way that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Use it in a way that will bring us closer to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Those in any kind of difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Remove those difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those who are in debts, Ya Allah. Make their debts get paid out with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant barakat in everyone's risk, Ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib risk filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who asked us to make dua for them, all who have raised their hands to this dua, Ilahul Alameen, fulfill each one's jais needs, Ya Allah, pious aspirations, Ya Allah, remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah, Allah, grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah, Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever any Muslim is, any pain, suffering, hardship, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah, grant afiyat to one and all, Ya Allah, afiyat in deen, Ya Allah, afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, keep each one steadfast on deen till the last breath, Ya Allah, on perfect iman, Ya Allah. Take us on perfect iman, Ya Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the people of Gaza, Ya Allah. The people of Palestine in general, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, show your special grace on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show your special help on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you alone are there for them, Ya Allah. Show your help on them, Ya Allah. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma ayyidhum bi ta'yidik. Allahumma ayyidhum bi ta'yidik. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma al'ani al-kafarat al-ladhina yasudduna an sabilik wa yukadhibuna rusulak wa yuqatiluna awliya'ak. Allahumma shaddid shamlahum. Allahumma mazziq jam'ahum. Allahumma khalif bayna kalimatihim وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب